which reminds me of a story about this hunter. There was a hunter who was out on a hunt, and he was to gather food. And he went out there, and he explored, and he explored, and he explored. And he wanted to be a better hunter. And he couldn't figure out what to do because he couldn't find anything. So he was deciding to come home to his place, and he was thinking about, you know, the people are going to think this, that I'm not useful anymore, and I'm not a hunter, and I'm not good enough, and everything like that. When he came to a clearing, and there he saw a unicorn that was wounded. And he thought to himself, oh, lucky me, I got this wounded animal here. I can shoot it, and then I can bring it back, and everyone will cheer me and think that, wow, he caught a unicorn. He caught this pure, wonderful unicorn. They're going to think so highly of me because I'm going to be able to feed the village. I'm going to be able to show off. And then he started to feel sorry for it because he saw it just laying there and it was twitching and moving and it needed sustenance. And in this meditation, he just kind of sat down and watched it when all of a sudden the king of the jungle, a lion, came through the other side of the opening, the clearing. And he looked at that, and the first thing was to shoot it and kill it because, you know, it could attack him and kill it. It could eat him up, that power inside. So he just froze because there's this power right there in front of him. And he didn't know what to do, so he just decided to just be really, really still and watch. And with amazement, he saw that the lion carried food in his mouth, and he brought it right out to the unicorn, and he dropped it, and he walked away. The hunter was amazed by this. He had never seen this type of interaction before. So he decided to spend the night and watch again. Next day, same thing happened, and he watched as this unicorn became stronger and stronger and stronger. Till one day he woke up in the morning and the unicorn was gone. He was amazed by that. He's like, I want to be like that unicorn. That was amazing. That was the universe brings to those that are needy. And so he said, I'm going to do what that unicorn did. He laid there. Nothing happened. Days went by. Weeks went by. He became so hungry and so malnutritious.